graded out throughout now and the rest of the program. But first, we're going to bring in Greg Dooley. Who, Greg, welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining us this morning. And it was a lot of fun on Saturday being in the press box with you.
Ira, it was a lot of fun sitting next to you and Sam. It was quite an experience, that's for sure.
All right, so tell people where they can find and what video that I think is the awesome video you shot on Saturday. Tell them what it is. Describe it to them. And you could probably take longer to describe it than the actual video, which is about 30 seconds.
But well, tell me which one. Are you talking about the one coming out of the tunnel,
that
or
one.
Are you talking about the post-game video?
The after-the-tunnel one.
Excellent, excellent. Sure. So as part of having a media credential, I was able to get on the field before the game, of course. And, boy, I was everywhere, Ira. I think I circled the field about 7 times trying to get some good shots. But one of the things I wanted to do was get, of course, the raising of the banner and the players coming out. So I nestled right up against the there's a little chain there that they make, you know, to make a little tunnel. And the players come out, and I shot about 30 seconds of the players gathering out of the tunnel, as everyone knows, but really, basically, right up in their grills. In fact, I even got hit by a couple of guys as they were coming out and shot them as they of course, came out as a team under the banner. And all that video is available on YouTube, and it's also on my website, mvictors.com. You can find it there. So, boy, what a rush to start a season like that.
So it's kind of like living the dream. You're a Michigan fan. You get the access to be on the field before the game, and you get to be a part of them pushing out. And the comment that I made to Sam when we were up in the box, you were obviously still on the field, was that they're kind of in the tunnel waiting to come out, and then when they get the cue to come out, they burst out. They were pushing out long before they got that cue. Could you feel that when you were hanging out by them?
I literally felt it. I literally felt it, yeah. And, in fact, Zoltan, the punter, of course, was right next to me, and he was one of the guys who was clearly motivated. He was flapping his arms, and you can see that in the video. And then, of course, we learn, and I think you guys have talked about it a little bit, that Zoltan had a little bit of a tumble. He caught a little too much of the banner. He really got up. If you look at the ABC tape, and we almost lost him.
Yeah, that would have been really bad to lose your starting – well, not starting punter, but to lose your All-American punter because he touched the banner too hard on the first play of the game. So you said you shot some video after the game. What did you shoot? I haven't had a chance to see it.
Yeah, sure. And one thing the media is able to do is go down on the field. I think the rule is 6 minutes left in the game. The folks in the press box can go down. And of course, I did that. And I was able to get a video of the celebration in the corner by the student section where they all ran over and actually kind of uncomfortably waited. I think they were waiting for the band to strike up the Victors so they could sing along with it. But they kind of hung out. You get a flavor for the fans chanting Rich Rodriguez and Beat the Irish and all that. And the players are having none of it. They're kind of like sitting there waiting to sing the Victors. They're not going to get into the Beat the Irish, of course. Eventually the players just decided themselves to sing the Victors. It was very cool to experience. And after they were done, the players left and the band, struck up the Victors. And I have all that on video as well.
Very cool experience to be able to get down there and actually be really, in tune with everyone and be a part of that. I'm sure, you're going to want to do it again real soon, but you said you're going to be in the crowd this weekend. You want to have a chance to go out and actually cheer and scream.
Yeah, and I think like Brian, I mean, it was a pretty cool experience being in the press box, and I was able to do a lot of things. I was able to write. I was able to process some of the photos I had and experience what the media experiences, the mainstream media experiences for all these games. But, you know, and I think everyone knows that you're not really supposed to come in there donned in maize and blue, and you're not supposed to be cheering for Michigan. It's supposed to be a neutral environment. And I caught myself a few times, and Ira, you probably heard me, making a little yelp. And I, even when Zoltan boomed that punt in the second half, I yelled out, bite, as in,
well,
in
you
stop,
had, no,
you know?
But that one I give you a pass. You were wearing a Titleist hat, so I was giving you a pass on the bite one.
Thank you. But I kind of felt like a jerk.
Yeah,
and, I don't want to disrespect. There were Western Michigan people around, and it wasn't, it's just hard to contain. And, you know, a lot of let's be honest, there are a lot of folks in the press box are Michigan fans. Who are we kidding? And I wonder.
Yeah, what was Sam wearing? Games. You were sitting next to Sam. He was wearing a Michigan hat, for crying out loud.
Sam gets a pass.
Yeah, Sam almost let one go on the first touchdown, and we had to kind of control him. I've kind of I've kind of gotten to the – I've kind of trained myself where it's like you tap your foot or you kind of cringe your – you make a fist or something. But, yeah, you can't make noise up there. It does make it hard. Brian, I kind of envy you guys that you actually still sit out in the game. It's probably part of the reason why you go back and rewatch the tape.
Yeah, I never wanted to be in the press box. Like, I've actually – Monty offered me before last year, and I don't want to sit in the press box and have to do what Dooley did against Western Michigan. How sad would that be for like a really big game? Like you're in the press box and something happens and all you can do is sit there and, you know, bite something. You know, it's tough, man.
I have let go once in a press box. I take that back. In 95, the Tim Biakabatuka 313-yard game against Ohio State, I was calling the game on student radio, but we were in our own booth.
All right.
So it was me, the play-by-play guy. I think I was calling color. We were alternating, but me, the other guy I did the game with, and I actually had my sister in the game because it was Thanksgiving weekend, so we had an extra pass in the booth. We were screaming like crazy in the booth, but we were isolated.
Sure.
And the other time was 96 when Michigan won the hockey championship in Cincinnati. But we were somewhat removed from the other broadcasters that were calling the game, and two, it was overtime in the championship game. And what are they going to do, kick me out of the press box in Cincinnati when I'm not going back anyway? So we didn't care that much, but Dooley, we appreciate you coming on. And any final thoughts on last week's game and your thoughts coming up on this week's game?
Well, tackling. I was very impressed. And, you know, people were talking about Tate and Denard. And speaking of media, I have a very, very nice photo of Tate and Denard before the game. Just scroll down at mvictors.com. If you want a copy, I put a full resolution copy there that
you
can download.
Look at or you can look at the wallpaper of my computer at work here.
There you go, Iris got it. But tackling, I was very impressed with the way they hit and wrapped people up. I think some of that came through in Brian's analysis. And boy, I just am really excited. I'm one of those guys who gets more nervous and anxious than excited. So, but I am all those things for this weekend. And I'll be back in my seats, and I'll be cheering very loud, Ira.
All right. Well, we appreciate you cheering loud because you're gonna have to cheer for me. We'll miss you up in the box, but we'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. See ya.